The residents of Jambudvipa offer prayers. Text number 9. I will just read it once and then we will have word to word meaning. Swastyastu Vishwasya Khalah Prasidatam Dhyayantu Bhutani Shivam Mithodhiya Manascha Bhadram Bhajatada Dhokshaje Aveshyatamno Matirapyahaituki. Please repeat after me. Swasti, auspiciousness. Astu, let there be. Vishwasya, of the entire universe. Khalaha, the envious. Bracket, almost everyone. So, it could include many of us in the audience also. Prasidatam, let them be pacified. Dhyayantu, let them consider. Bhutani, all living entities. Shivam, auspiciousness. Mithaha, mutual. Dhiya, by their intelligence. Manaha, the mind. Cha, and. Bhadram, calmness. Bhajatat, let it experience. Adhokshaje, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the perception of mind, intelligence and senses. Aveshyatam, let it be absorbed. Naha, our. Matihi, intelligence. Api, indeed. Ahaituki, without any motive. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation: may there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The following verse describes a Vaishnava. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Just like a desired tree, a Vaishnava can fulfill all the desires of anyone who takes shelter of his lotus feet. Prahlad Maharaj is a typical Vaishnava. He prays not for himself, but for all living entities, the gentle, the envious, and the mischievous. He always thought of the welfare of mischievous persons like his father Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj did not ask for anything for himself. Rather, he prayed to the Lord. He prayed for the Lord to excuse his demoniac father. This is the attitude of a Vaishnava who always thinks of the welfare of the entire universe. Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Dharma are meant for persons who are completely free of envy. Paramanirmat Saranam. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays in this world, Khalaha Prasidatam. May all the envious persons be pacified. The material world is full of envious persons. But if one frees himself of envy, he becomes liberal in his social dealings and can think of others' welfare. Anyone who takes up Krishna consciousness and engages himself completely in the service of the Lord cleanses his mind of all envy. Manascha bhadram abhajatad adhokshaje. Therefore, we should pray to Lord Narsingadev to sit in our hearts. We should pray, Bahe Narsinga, Hridaye Narsinga. Let Lord Narsingadev sit in the core of my heart, killing all my bad propensities. Let my mind become clean so that I may peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given a very fine purport in this regard. Whenever one offers a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one always requests some benediction from Him. Even pure nishkam devotees pray for some benediction, as instructed by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in His Shikshastakam. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam maam vishame bhavambudhav kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. Yet, somehow or other, I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. In other prayer, Lord Chaitanya says, Mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatat bhakti rahetu kitvai. Life after life, kindly let me have unalloyed love and devotion at your Lord's lotus feet. At your Lordship's lotus feet. When Prahlad Maharaj chants, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, he prays for a benediction from the Lord. But because he is also an exalted Vaishnava, he wants nothing for his personal sense gratification. The first desire expressed in his prayer is, Swasti Astu Vishvasya. Let there be good fortune throughout the entire universe. Prahlad Maharaj thus requested the Lord to be merciful to everyone, including his father, a most envious person. According to Chanakya Pandit, there are two kinds of envious living entities. One is a snake and the other is a man like Hiranyakashipu, who is by nature envious of everyone, even of his father or son. Hiranyakashipu was envious of his little son Prahlad, but Prahlad Maharaj asked benediction for the benefit of his father. Hiranyakashipu was very envious of devotees, but Prahlad wished that his father and the other demons like him would give up their envious nature by the grace of the Lord and stop harassing the devotees. Kalaha prasidatam. The difficulty is that the kala, envious living entity, is rarely pacified. One kind of kala, the snake, can be pacified simply by mantras or by the action of a particular herb. An envious person, however, cannot be pacified by any means. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that all envious persons may undergo a change of heart and think of the welfare of others. If the Krishna consciousness movement spreads all over the world, and if by the grace of Krishna everyone accepts it, the thinking of envious people will change. Everyone will think of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays, Shivam Mitho Dhiya. In material activities, everyone is envious of others. But in Krishna consciousness, no one is envious of anyone else. Everyone thinks of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that everyone's mind may become gentle by being fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, bhajatad adhokshaje. As indicated elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, savai manah krishna padaravindayu. And as advised by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, 1865, man mana bhavamad bhakto. One should constantly think of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Then one's mind will certainly be cleansed. Cheto darpanam arjanam. Materialists always think of sense gratification. But Prahlad Maharaj prays that the Lord's mercy will change their minds and they will stop thinking of sense gratification. If they think of Krishna always, everything will be all right. Some people argue. I have heard this several times. Some people argue that if everyone thought of Krishna in that way, the whole universe would be vacant. Because everyone would go back home, back to Godhead. They are so much concerned about the universe, you know, becoming vacant. They are used to no vacancy. However, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that this is impossible because the living entities are innumerable. If one set of living entities is actually delivered by Krishna consciousness movement, another set will fill the entire universe. You don't have to worry about that. Just think of ourselves first. And our immediate neighbors. So, isn't it an amazing verse? Actually, this particular chapter contains prayers of different devotees, headed by great devotees, in the different varshas or islands of Jambudvipa. And this specific prayer is a prayer made in Harivarsha, where the predominating deity is Lord Narsingadev. And the devotees who are praying here, it is headed by Sri Prahlad Maharaj. So this prayer is the prayer from the heart of Prahlad Maharaj. We all know that Narsingadev appeared attracted by the call, a heartfelt call of Prahlad, a compassionate call of Prahlad for the benefit of everyone. So, actually it is said in medical science that the heart is like this. If you put a finger, you put your thumb and close it with your four fingers, you know, whatever is the size, that is the size of each one's heart. You know, you can just check how big is your heart. This is the size of my heart at least. Imagine a 5-year child's heart. 5-year-old child is this much. But the devotion contained in this big heart has such power that it can attract the Lord to break the pillar and come out. When there is a sincere call of his devotee. Nijabhritya bhashitam, satyam vidhatum. What is the power of devotion? And to just to get an understanding of what is this consciousness which the Lord is sold out to. If he can get a drop of the oceanic qualities and the consciousness that is contained by this devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, I think our life will be really successful. Mahajano yena gadasapantha. The scriptures say we have to follow in the footsteps of the great souls. Yadyadacharati Sreshtas. And Prahlad Maharaj is one of those Mahajans. Even though we may not have the feeling, but still, even if we memorize and repeat this prayer and try to put our feelings into each word, trying to meditate on exactly what is this little boy, 5-year-old boy, what's his consciousness? We get an understanding of why Krishna consciousness is so beneficial, so auspicious. The word auspicious has come 3 times in this verse. Right? 3 times. Swasti. Swasti means auspicious. Shivam means auspicious. Bhadram is auspicious. 3 times. Let there be auspiciousness. Let there be auspiciousness. Let there be auspiciousness. What is auspiciousness? Shubha. What is really auspiciousness? Let's take an example. In the tradition, Vedic tradition, the women put some auspicious mark on their head, on the partition. That's considered very auspicious. Similarly, there are some auspicious things we wear. So many auspicious signs in the sky, you know, this is considered auspicious, this is considered auspicious. Really, what is auspiciousness? The same hair or the nail, when the nail is connected with the finger, people spend so much money, time and an effort to, you know, make it look beautiful. And when the hair is connected with the head, how much time, energy is spent to, you know, make it look beautiful. But when you go to the saloon and the hair is cut off from the head, or the nail is removed from the, you know, cut off from the, clipped off from the finger, the same thing if you touch, you want to take bath. You know, feel pure. But when it is connected, you take bath and touch the hair or the nail. What's the difference? The difference it is disconnected from its source. Anything disconnected from its source is abominable, obnoxious. But the same thing, when connected to the source, becomes valuable. Becomes very attractive. Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Actually, all of us, every living entity in all the 84 lakh species of life, are actually part and parcel of Krishna eternally. Whether we know it or not, whether we understand it or not, whether we believe it or not, but it is a fact. Yeah, that's the way to connect. Reconnect. She's reminding us. So, Mamaivamsha, we are all part and parcel of Krishna. We can never be separate from Krishna. But when our consciousness turns away from Krishna, that is the beginning of all inauspiciousness. Any apparently auspicious object, any auspicious situation, any auspicious, you know, interactions, if that thing takes us away, from Krishna or makes us forgetful of Krishna, however materially auspicious it may be, it's actually inauspicious. Sometimes people say, lottery lag gaya yaar, kya mangalmay. But if that makes you us forget Krishna, that's the most inauspicious thing. But if some major crisis happened, or some major issue comes up in your life, and that somehow, you know, forces us to come and take shelter of the Lord, to remember Him, that situation, even though materially considered extremely inauspicious, is all auspicious. Because that connects us. So this, it's a very relative concept, what is auspicious, inauspicious. So, here Prahlad Maharaj is praying. Now, actually, our prayers reveal our consciousness. If you want to understand what is the level of consciousness of an individual, try to see what kind of prayers he does, he or she does. Please, my Lord, get me this, get me this, don't forget to give me this. Otherwise, there is a better Lord in next door. I'll go there. Huh? So this is more like a business deal. You know? Who gets a good deal? In 8 weeks, this person can give. In 4 weeks, this person can give. Oh, that's better. He can give something better. Whatever, like that. So our prayers actually reveal our consciousness. But the amazing thing about Srimad Bhagavatam is it just doesn't matter whichever prayer you choose from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Whichever prayer, just pick up, close your eyes and open the book, any canto, any page, and read one verse, memorize it and go in front of the Lord and chant. Because this Srimad Bhagavatam contains pure devotional service, nothing short of that. Dharma Projita Kai. Right from the first verse, it has kicked out all other sub-principles of religion. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, even though in many places, it gives so many materialistic phala shruti, but still, if you read it, in and of itself, that verse, that prayer has the power and the potency to gradually purify our consciousness. Nivritta tarshay rupagiyamana bhavoshada shutra manobhiram. In the 10th canto, Shukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj, or Parikshit Maharaj is saying this actually, Bhagavatam works at 3 levels. For a diseased person, it acts as bhava aushadhi. It acts as a medicine. One time one person came to a devotee and he said, Prabhuji, bade gande sapne padte hain. The devotee said, kaam kar. Gajendra moksh pad. Wo kya hota hai? He thought it's some medicine available in some market. He said, nahi, these are a set of prayers. Wo kaha milta hai? Srimad Bhagavatam. Wo kya hota hai? He said, nahi, Bhagavatam pustak hota hai. Bohut saare canto, usme se aathwaan utha le tu. This is pick up the 8th canto. 2nd, 3rd, 4th. In that, Gajendra is offering prayers. Just read those prayers. It is said at the end, anyone who does read this Gajendra Moksha prayers is immediately relieved of bad dreams. So this person learned a little bit of Sanskrit and started reading English verses or transliteration, and he memorized it. And he was reading. Memorized it and he was reciting. He was least bothered about who Gajendra is and what is prayer. He was, his While he was reciting this prayer, his focus was, आज रात को भूत वाला सपना नहीं आना चाहिए. He is bothered about what he is reciting, but he was thinking of his result. Now we also hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and we somehow try to remain awake. And second time, पढ़ लिया यार एक बार कितना पढ़ना है इसको? नहीं पढ़ लिया मेरे को मालूम है ध्रुव स्टोरी प्रहलाद ना मालूम है हिरण्यकशिपु वो डीमन था विलन था प्रहलाद महाराज हीरो थे इनोसेंट थे तो हीरो आए हिरण फाड़ के फेंक दिए उसको पूरा नूडल जैसा बाहर निकाला अंदर से एवरीवन नोज द स्टोरी बट एवरी टाइम यू जस्ट रीड इट इट्स एवर न्यू नवनवायमानम इट्स एवर फ्रेश That's the nature of the absolute truth. It is like a bottomless and shoreless ocean of nectar. It depends upon your capacity, how much deep you can go. So for us neophyte sadhakas is Manobhirama. At least we have some faith. Srinvatam Sakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Hridayantastohi Abhadrani We are not worried about some mundane goal, but we know that this is a powerful agent to purify our heart. So it's not about Krishna, it's about the benefit it will have in cleansing my heart. So, Manobhirama, slightly it gives some kind of pleasure, knowing that it's cleansing my heart. But then there is third higher level, Nivritta Tarshay, those who have absolutely no Trishna. Trishna means material desire. Absolutely. For them, Upagiyamana. For them, it is a non-stop nectar. They don't care about its benefit. They don't care about all of that. They just can't stop it. Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhayantah Parasparam Kathayantascha. Wherever they come to know, today is Narasimha Chaturdashi. There's some discussion going on. There'll be Abhishek. There'll be wonderful darshan. There'll be discussion. There'll be prasad. There'll be kirta. The heart becomes like a chariot and the feet becomes like wheels. Out of control. And the soul is dragged, as Ramananda Rai says. Dragged to this place. I don't know why, but I feel like going there. I hope at least one person has come like that. Or maybe more of you. No, I can't judge. But that's them. Shaunaka Adi Rishi, they say that. Vayam tu na vitrupyamaha uttama shloka vikrame yat shunvatam rasajnanam swadu swadu pade pade. It becomes ever increasingly sweet. Every time I hear this, wow, this is another perspective. This is another way of looking at it. How deep it is, never ending. Everything about Krishna is inconceivable and unlimited. So the same prayer can be recited by different devotees or different levels of people with different levels of consciousness. However, the same Bhagavatam says, Akamaha sarva kamova moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. It doesn't matter how you come in contact with it. It's like fire. You touch it hatefully, you touch it lovingly, you embrace it with great friendship. It does only one thing. It doesn't discriminate. It does only one thing. It simply burns. Similarly, Bhagavatam does only one thing. It just purifies. It purifies our consciousness. However you read it, Hiranyakashipu got purified. Because his son was constantly coming and speaking to him. Beta, what is the best thing you learned? Tell me. Prahlad very well knew what is his father and who is his father. What's his profile? Can you imagine? Except Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, everyone was subordinate to him. Every demigod was subordinate to him. One unfavorable movement of a bro and people would have a heart attack. No one would dare even stand in front of Hiranyakashipu. And this Hiranyakashipu, who loves his son, 5-year-old son, more dear to him than his life practically. That's what they are. Because on the bodily concept, this is extension of my body. My little extension. And therefore he picked him up, put him on his lap. He had actually tears from his eyes. And he caressed his body and his hair. And he said, Beta, tell me, what did your teacher teach you today? What are the best things you have learned? Prahlad, he knew what will be the reaction of his father. He could have said, Papa, I love geography. No, universal geography that Professor Shanda and Amarkar taught. He could have said, political science. Ah, Hiranyakashipu would put him on his shoulder and dance. But Prahlad says, Tat sadhu manye asuravari, oh best of the asuras. To me and you it is an insult. But for him it is so pleasing. Hiranyakashipu. Kala prasidatam, best of the asuras. Sada samudvigna dhiyam asadgrahat. You're always in anxiety because you have caught hold of something temporary and desperately wanting to make it permanent. And therefore you will be in anxiety. And this anxiety is never ending and ever increasing. Hitvatma patam grahamandakupam. Give up this bodily conception of life. Vanam gato yad harimasha. Oh, this is the last thing Hiranyakashipu wanted to hear. My dear father, go and surrender at the lotus feet of your enemy. So, Srimad Bhagavatam gives the highest ideal. Savai pumsam paro dharma yato bhaktira dhokshaje. So, the goal is very clear. It doesn't matter where you are in the journey. Be very clear about the goal. That is pure devotional service born out of loving sentiments to the Lord. That's it. That will, yayatma suprasidati, it will really pacify, it will really make us peaceful, it will really make us blissful. Nothing else in this creation can actually guarantee that state of consciousness that this goal can provide. However, this seems too far off. I mean, it will be so artificial if I sit tomorrow morning and say, Africa mein, Antarctica mein jo log hain, wo log bhi khushi rahe, ye log bhi khushi rahe. Isko nahi chhodunga aaj shaam ko. I'm thinking of my neighbor, this rascal, isko mat chhodna, don't leave him. But let everyone in Australia and New Zealand be peaceful. Sometimes you have best connection distance people, you know. The nearby ones are the main enemies. Any country you see. Immediate problem because they share the same border. We have no problem with Nigeria. We love Nigerians. So that's the nature. So it's actually artificial to be kind of praying. But still, if you just do it and try to think of these great souls and what should be their consciousness and try to put our heart into this meaning of this. That itself will purify. And one day in our journey, we'll move. Maybe a baby step, but we'll move towards that. So, depending upon where we are, we make adjustments and move forward to actually reach the goal. So, why this prayer? Why this specific prayer of Prahlad Maharaj? In Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Srila Sanatan Goswami describes Narada's search for who has received the greatest mercy of the Lord. Or how evolved are they? And therefore, how dear are they to the Lord? How the Lord is sold out to their devotion? How powerful is their devotion by their purity, by its purity? Only when it comes to Prahlad Maharaj, it is called pure devotion service. Till then, whether it is the pure-hearted Brahman at Prayag, whether it is the king in the south, southern region of India, very, very pious, very charitable, devotional, or whether it is Indra, or whether it is Brahma, what to speak of that, even Shiva, Vaishnavara Metta Shambho. Lord Shiva says, hey, not I, me. I displeased Krishna so many times. I sided with Banasur. And I fought with Krishna. And Krishna, put these jambas, astra, and then I just went to kind of yawning, and then things got over. The battle got over. He says, if you really want to know who's got the mercy, go to Prahlad. And it is described, from there starts pure devotional service. Till then it is mixed. Mixed with karma, mixed with jnana, mixed with ashtanga, mixed with some selfish motive. Some motive. A little bit. And therefore they are actually so feeling guilty. How much we displease Krishna. How Krishna was displeased with us. Only when it comes to Prahlad, that's beginning of pure devotion. Of course, it goes till gopis, Priya, Priyatama, and Purna. For us, that's a very too high. Itna to chalo pehle. If you jump wanting to touch the sky, hopefully, you will touch your Dharavi roof, which is 8 feet. Or you may at least get off the ground. So yes, that's our aspiration someday. But let us at least, make this prayer where there is actually nothing for self. He's only praying, Swasti astu Vishwasya, Khala Prasidatam. Dhyayam tu bhutane shivam mitho dhya. Manascha bhadram bhajatad adhokshaje. Aveshyatam no matirapya haituke. It's only praying for others. Let everyone be happy. Sarve bhavantu sukhina. This app. And therefore, it is so sweet and so enamoring for the Lord to be attracted to that soul, that consciousness. Actually, when we hear about this pure devotional service, I'm sure those who are really honest and sincere, which says, Prabhu, is jivan mein hoga kya? Bahunam janmanam ante. Is jivan mein char niyam palan karke 16 ghis liya na? Bohot ho gaya. If I can somehow speak to chanting 16 rounds and following the four regulative principles, that will be an achievement. Really, sometimes we wonder, is it really possible that from our core of our heart we can make this prayer without expectation something for us ourselves? Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj in his lecture says, good news. It is possible. It is possible in this very lifetime. It's like a diamond. How many of you can afford a diamond? Everyone. Kya bol rahe Prabhu ji? Jeb mein 5 paisa nahi hai, diamond bol rahe ho aap? No. Any one of you can get it in this very lifetime, provided you desperately want it. You prioritize it. Are you really serious about it? Are you determined to get it? Why not? Kuch nahi chahiye mereko. Sarva dharman parityajya. Diamond ekam. I will not eat. I will eat only once, only rice dal. But I'll put that money in the box. My goal is every time I go TBZ. Yeah. Zaveri bazaar. Ye mere ko chahiye bas. Ye mere ko chahiye. Kapda bhi bech dunga chahiye upar. Diamond pehnunga. It's it. It's a question of sincere desire. Wo desire hi nahi aata hai Prabhu ji. Wo desire ke liye desire karo. So desire to develop that desire someday. However, we have a discount. Lord Chaitanya's movement has given a special discount. Tu kuch mat de yaar, tu aake dukaan mein line mein khade ho ja bas. Main dene ke liye taiyar hu. Thaili dunga aur wo diamond bhi deke box mein dal ke dunga. Tu aana, time nahi hai mere paas. Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Kaivalyam narakayate tridashapurakasha pushpayate durdantendriya kala sarpa patali prodkhata damshrayate vishvam purna sukhayate vidhimahendradishcha kitayate yatkarunya kataksha vaibhavavatam tamgaurame vastumaha. If he can somehow attract the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, whose one aspect is Lord Narsingadev. He loves his devotees so much that dare someone touch him and unka alag swarup dekhne ko milta hai. Don't touch him in the wrong side, otherwise you will see another form of the Lord. But Lord Chaitanya, when he glances at someone favorably, kaivalyam narakayate, liberation which is aspired by so many jnanis, it becomes hellish. Nobody is interested in going to hell. Kaivalyam? No. Kaivalyam istarakau. The six Goswamis told us how to deliver from deliverance, from mukti. Tridashapur akasha pushpayate, and talking about heavenly pleasures, as like will of the wisp, imagination stuff. Chodo usko. I'm not interested. Durdant indriya kala sarpa patali. So difficult to control the senses. But the senses become like those snakes whose poisonous fangs have been removed. They are simply now rubber dolls. Anyone can play and slap that snake and because the poison fangs are removed. So the senses become like that for a devotee. Vishwam purna sukhayate. It doesn't matter. You put me in hell, you put me in heaven, put me in spiritual world, put me anywhere. Na kutashchana vibhyati swarga apavarga narakeshu api tulyartha. For them it is the same thing. As long as there is service to the Lord, I'm happy. Even hell becomes spiritual world. And even spiritual world is hellish if there is no service to the Lord. I don't want it. Hanumanji prays like that. Bhavabandha chiretaske is prayamina mukte. If you are my Lord and I am your servant, there is no service. I don't want to come to the spiritual world also. I don't want that liberation. Yat karunya kataksha vai bhagavatam. So, only Lord Chaitanya's movement has this special discount offer. Narsingh Chaturdashi discount offer. Kya discount? Pura discount. 100% discount. To karna kya hai? Sirf dukaan ke andar aa tu bas. Aur hum baant rahe hain. Unne mere paas thaili nahi. Thaili bhi hum de rahe hain. Do diamond liya to ek thaili bonus. You take this. You take the bag, you take the diamond and go. Therefore, we are so this Kali Yuga, you know, afflicted creatures that if something is free of cost, we suspect. Itna simple mein itna bada ho jata hai, kuch to gadbadi hai. Not possible. You know? So, one common factor should be there. What is that common factor here in all these things of the devotees, you see? One thing is, they actually have understood the futility of material existence. Yahan kuch dam nahi hai. It's very easy to speak. But they are convinced in their heart that there is nothing substantial in this world to acquire and strive for. Just do the needful. Just do the needful. That doesn't mean neglecting. No. That doesn't mean indifference. That means putting your heart in what you're doing. But in through this, am I pleasing Krishna? Am I serving Krishna? Am I coming closer to Krishna? Am I satisfying Krishna? Mam anusmara yudhyacha. Internally you think of Krishna and you fight because you are a warrior, you are on a battlefield. Just do your duties. But it becomes more pleasurable in spite of the dualities, provided you do it. It's not a question of satisfying the next person, satisfactorily doing the situation. No. The criteria is, I will deal with this individual in a way that Krishna is pleased. Whether that person is pleased or not, I have no control. But I will deal and interact and do things in a way that Krishna is pleased. Antare nishtha karo bahir loka vyavahar. Achirat Krishna tumai koribe uddhar. That should be the aspiration. So internally that aspiration should grow, while externally, Padma Patrami Vambasa, like a lotus leaf in the water. In the water, but not off the water. That's an art that Gita teaches, Krishna teaches through the Gita to Arjun. Bhagavat teaches, and even Chaitanya Charitamrita teaches. They teach only one thing. So, the first part of the verse says, Swasti Astu Visho. What is the time? Is this? I can go till 9, right? No, 8:30? Oh, I'm supposed to be 8:30, okay. My Narsingh Chaturdashi vow is to end on time also. Not vow, but resolution. Because, anyway. So, Swasti Astu Vishwasya. Let there be auspiciousness, let there be peace, let there be prosperity. Let there be harmony. There are so many people who talk about this, isn't it? What is the purpose of your organization? To create peace, prosperity and harmony amongst people, brotherhood of mankind. Acha, what is your philosophy? Karl Marx came with a philosophy. Actually, he was convinced that I have a philosophy which will make people sweet, peaceful, loving, cooperative, harmonious, and it will be you know, heaven on earth. And some people bought it. Joseph Stalin. Swastiastu Vishwasya. Let there be peace. But sir, the four people are not agreeing. Udado unko. Unko udado bas. Peace everywhere. Prabhu, wo charlo. Wo charlo. Udado unko. Koi nahi bola na, udado usko. But there will be peace. The most conservative estimate by historians is Stalin alone in the span of his reign for a long time. The least conservative estimate is he killed 7 million people of his own countrymen. Not that enemies, own countrymen, because he had an idea of how to swastiastu vishwasya. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj puts another verse. Kalaha prasidatam. Kalaha. Kalaha means almost everyone. Prabhupada writes, envious. The mere fact that we are here is because we are envious. Otherwise, why would we be here? Only persons like Prabhupada come because they are sent by the Lord. We are kicked by the Lord. So we can't say, tum logon ka uddhar karne ke liye mera avatar hua. So, almost all of us, more or less, main jyada envious, main manta hu, main envious hu. At least I have surrendered to the Lord. Prabhu, thoda nikal do. Sab. That's good. At least we acknowledge we are dizzy. Therefore, we are in a hospital. Those who are sick are in the hospital. That means it's a positive sign. Thoda kar raha hai ulti. थोड़ा ऐसा लुढ़कता है होता है बट वो ठीक हो जाएगा क्योंकि अभी ट्रीटमेंट क्या चल रहा है उसका डॉक्टर आ गए हैं दवाई दे दिए औषधि इज टेकिंग मेडिसिन डॉक्टर इज एवरीडे चेकिंग हिम ही गेट ऑल राइट वेरी सून सो द पॉइंट इज खलह प्रसीदता सो हाउ डू खल बिकम पेसिफाइड सिंपल उनको अच्छे से खिला दो कुछ खिलाने के बाद डकार मारेगा और बोलेगा संतुष्ट झालो मी आता आई बिकम पेसिफाइड हाउ लॉन्ग टू आवर्स थ्री आवर्स सो द पेसिफिकेशन ऑफ दिस खलास एनवियस पीपल इज ओनली वेरी शॉर्ट लिव्ड व्हाई बिकॉज देयर हार्ट इज पोल्यूटेड अ पोल्यूटेड हार्ट विथ लस्ट Anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion cannot be satisfied. Lust has no end. Greed has no end. Lust, if fulfilled, leads to greed. Lust, if unfulfilled, leads to anger. And anger means destruction. So therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Khalaha prasidatam. Acha, how do they become pacified? Engage them in the welfare of others. Dhyayantu bhutani shivam mitho dhya. Let them not think about themselves. Let them think about others and do some welfare activity. But still, the nature of this world is they will do for some time. But, like for example, some group of people one time, Bhakti Gyan Maharaj says this. He quotes Ravindra Swarup Prabhu. There was one time this group of people, they were disgusted with war. So they came with a make love not war. This was their sutra for swastiastu vishwasya. What is that? Make love not war. And make love means what? Have sex. That's all. Uske baad pacify ho jayega. But then how long will it go on? If two people fight for the same person again, among them also, war in between love. It is not possible. No material solution can ever solve the problems. Therefore, manascha bhadram bhajatad adhokshaje. Until and unless Krishna is kept as the center, of those welfare activities. Any amount of these things cannot, bhadram is calmness, peacefulness. There are three levels of peacefulness. I attended one particular organization. They talk about peace. So they do an exercise. Take a deep breath. Relax. Leave there. Yes. You feel peaceful, isn't it? But as soon as he goes out of the door into the traffic and somebody starts honking and the front fellow doesn't move and the back fellow is honking, gone is the peace. Goes to pieces. It can't last. It's very, very superficial. But then there is another level of peace described in the Bhagavad Gita. Apuryamanam achalapratistham samudramapaha pravishanti advat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashanti mapnoti na kama kami. As a fully filled ocean, even though hundreds of rivers are pouring water, it still remains still. Apuryamanam, fully filled. Achalam, it is very steady, still. Samudram apaha pravishanti yadvat. So many waters are, in the rainy season, so many rivers are flowing, but the ocean doesn't overflow. It accepts all of that and still remains the same. Similarly, tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sa shanti mapno tina kama kami. Not a person who wants to fulfill all of his desires. The desires may come in the heart, but he says, I will not act upon it. Because this is not helpful to me. This is not beneficial. It's the enemy who is speaking from inside. I'm not going to act upon these desires. I'm just going to be indifferent. Watch them go. Such a person can attain peace. But then, there is a problem. You can't give up desires. One can't become desireless. And desires are the root cause of all problems. So therefore, one should become desireless. What? Desireless? Should I become a stone? To become desireless is also a desire, isn't it? I want to become desireless. That's my only desire. True, it is impossible to become desireless, but still you can become desireless when you make your desire one with Krishna's desire. My Lord, your desire, let thy will be done. Your desire is my desire. If this is what pleases you, I'll do that. That is my only desire. That is my only goal. That's my only... Nachao, nachao, Prabhu, nachao, se mate. Kashtera putali jaha nachao se mate. Just make me dance, my Lord. Let me simply become an instrument of your will, of your compassion, of your desire. And then a person, even though he has a desire to make whole world Krishna conscious and planning so many things, he is desireless. Why? Because he has no desire of his own. He has no desire about his own kind of individual plan. You know, that is the desirelessness. And therefore, okay, you may say, Prabhuji, do you know something? Bhajatad adokshaje. I have been chanting for 4 years already. 16 rounds. But then, I don't know, still I have problems. Still I am not, I am disturbed. And many a times I have issues, serious issues with people. How does he say like this? Therefore he goes further. This is like graded thing. He goes further. Said, yes, bhajatad adokshaje. But then because it is still not pure and we have certain desires, which is mixed desires. That's what Brihad Bhagavatam is talking about. So many mixed desires. Indra is a devotee. Indra is a representative of the Lord. But he has many more other desires than the desire of Krishna. Therefore he always ends up in problem, but Krishna protects him. But then comes आवेश्यतामनो मतिरपि अहितुकी. आवेश्यताम मीन्स एब्जॉर्प्शन. दैट डिजायर शुड बी फिक्स्ड इन एब्जॉर्प्शन, देन द डिजायर विल नॉट ट्रबल अस. अच्छा, हाउ, इन व्हाट द एब्जॉर्प्शन, इन व्हाट? Making Krishna's our own desire. You know, such a person can have unlimited desires. Srila Prabhupada had so many plans. But then he always said, even when he was sick, he said, you pray to Krishna, if you so desire Krishna, I have many things unfulfilled yet, let me become all right. If that's your desire, I have no personal desire. If that's your desire, okay, I will make full effort. But if it is not successful, probably it wasn't your desire. If it's successful, it's your desire. You made it happen. I am simply an instrument. So when there is success, it doesn't go to our head. When there is repeated failure, you don't go into depression or a suicidal tendency. Because you're just sincerely trying to become an instrument. In Lord Chaitanya's movement, or in his association, associates, among his associates, there was one personality who was identified Lord Chaitanya as non-different from Prahlad. That was Vasudev Datta. And Vasudev Datta was personification of this verse. One time, while bidding farewell to all the devotees after 4 months of, you know, at Jagannath Puri, at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Mahaprabhu was glorifying each devotee. Spoke about Murari Gupta, spoke about so many. And then he looked at one devotee whose name was Vasudev Dutt. Now Vasudev Dutt, when Mahaprabhu started glorifying, who is Mahaprabhu? Is Krishna. When Mahaprabhu started glorifying Vasudev Dutt, he was speaking as if he had 1,000 mouths. He just couldn't be satisfied glorifying Vasudev Dutt. And hearing that from the Supreme Lord in front of everyone, Vasudev Dutt was so much ashamed. He, tears in his eyes, he folded his hands and prayed, my Lord, I know who you are. I know your inconceivable capacity. I know how merciful you are. Today, I am begging you for one request. Only one request. Mahaprabhu said, yes, please, I'll fulfill. You know, please let me know what. Krishna will surely fulfill that desire. Tell me. He said, my Lord, there are so many people who are suffering in this world. I just beg you one thing. Let the sins of all the people come upon me and let me eternally be in hell, suffering eternally. But please, my Lord, let everyone be relieved of their material disease and go back to the spiritual world. Lord Chaitanya literally was shivering and tears were coming out of his eyes, because one can't simply repeat this in front of the Lord. He's the Lord in the heart. He knows. तो अंदर क्या सोच रहा है, बोल क्या रहा है? हिपोक्रेट कहीं का. यू कैन चीट द लॉर्ड. ही नोज बेटर देन यू व्हाट यू नो. महाप्रभु हैड टीयर्स इन हिज आईज बिकॉज ही मेंट इट. ही एक्चुअली वॉज रेडी टू सफर इन रॉट इन हेल इटर्नली इफ ऑल द सिंस ऑफ द पीपल ही कुड टेक. श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद कोट्स इन द पर्पोर्ट. Here quotes comparison between Jesus Christ and Vasudev Datta. He says, There are two differences between Jesus Christ and Vasudev Dutt. Jesus died for the sins only of his followers. If you say I am surrendered to you, I will take all the sins. Number one. Number two, I only take your sins. But this rascal goes and commits sin again. I keep on hanging, that's all. The difference between him and Vasudev Dutt was, Vasudev Dutt was ready to take the sinful reactions, all the sinful reactions of all the living entities in the universe. He didn't even know who they are. He said, I don't care who are they, all of them, if they are in this universe, they are suffering. All their sins, let it come upon me. Number one. Number two, it's not their only sinful reactions. Let their material disease end and let them go back to the spiritual world. No more suffering for them. Now, can we make with a straight face and with a frank and honest, can you go in front of the Lord and say, my Lord, abhi maine suna hai Prabhu ji ne acha vyakt kar diya. Kya bola? Kya bola utna nahi bol raha, theek hai, samajh nahi aaya, par phir bhi acha bola. Let me pray. The Lord says, okay, tere ko aaj na prasad nahi milega. Aisa. Prasad khane ke baad jo jo takleef dena hai de do. Nahi nahi, bagal wale char log bhookhe hain, sabko khila dunga. Char din tere ko nahi milega. Prabhu, itna cruel, don't be so cruel. We can't do it, it will be so artificial. But this is what we worship on our head. Wow, what an aspiration. Well, and then actually it humbles us because we know how far we are from the reality of Prahlad Maharaj, from the mood and the consciousness of Prahlad Maharaj. Why did Lord Narsingadev come all the way from Vaikuntha in one instant? Because he sold out to such devotees. They are more dear to him than his own body. He can't tolerate. He loves his devotees so much. Dare someone even touch them? That's his love. Because they love Krishna so much, Krishna loves them so much. And that is our Mahajan. And we are so fortunate that we are so close to such Mahajan in the form of Srila Prabhupada. He is no less. Can you imagine? Little boy, helpless boy, 5-year-old, going in front of a universal terrorist like Hiranyakashipu and speaking straight on his face, knowing the consequence. Srila Prabhupada, 70-year-old, fragile body, 2 heart attacks, going to the capital of this planet, the capital of Hiranya and Kashipu. Opulence and enjoyment. Bhoga Aishwarya Prasaktanam Taya Aparta Chedasam. Impossible to preach there because people have so much, you know, facilities and so much of enjoyment. To them to go and speak straight in the face. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no. To hai kya fir jeevan mein? Maar do is budhe ko, phek do. Actually, Prabhupada said, if they came to know what I was telling, in fact, their whole industry is based on the 4 pillars. And he was shaking the pillar. Foundation ne hila raha hai. Ek vyakti. Like 5-year-old, fragile bodied, soft bodied Prahlad was shaking the foundation of Hiranyakashipu. Srila Prabhupada was doing the same thing, fearlessly speaking the truth. But it was with compassion. No one loved Hiranyakashipu in the kingdom more than Prahlad. What is the proof? After he was killed, Lord Narsingadev says, Beta, What do you want? Unka udhar ho jaye. Unka. This person tortured you, humiliated you in inconceivable ways. No one could have survived. And you still want his deliverance? Because he loved me. But his love was, he wanted to give what he thought was best. Hiranyakashipu loved Prahlad. He wanted to give him what he had earned out of his tapasya. Prahlad didn't care for it. Because Prahlad understood the fact, the truth of life. So here is Prabhupada, another great Mahajan, so close to us. We are able to see his video. Can we see Prahlad Maharaj's video? Imagine if you had a video. Haribol Prabhu, recently you got a video from the universal sky. You know, and we are going to play. And thoda Hiranyakashipu ko bhi dekhenge. Prahlad Maharaj kya bole, kaise bole. If really it was there, how fortunate we would be to watch that. It will be a little terrible, of course, to watch Hiranyakashipu. But then, following in the footsteps is another Mahajan. We can hear him. We can see him. How he was bold. How he spoke the truth non-compromisingly. And how he was so affectionate to those who didn't know him, who didn't care about this person, but he was going all the way there. Why should he go there? He could have gone to Bengal because he was a Bengali. He went all of that there. And he went all over the world. Literally. Risking his life. Practical demonstration of this verse. He lived that verse. And really, at our level, Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj concluded by saying, at our level, what does it mean? Let us absorb ourselves in this preaching movement. Trying to do whatever we can. Let our body be engaged in serving the devotees. Serving in trying to spread the glory of the holy name. Because the holy name, Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. If only people become Krishna conscious, they will be delivered. We have no compassion. We don't have compassion. But we become an instrument in the hands of those who have become an instrument in the hand of the Lord. Just like one powerful magnet is there. You put one pin, you know, it gets attached. You attach another pin, another pin, another pin. 12 of them hang like this. But remove the magnet, everything falls. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Prabhupada understands the heart of the Lord in the parampara system. And his sincere followers are following him. And we are trying to do the same. Simply, if we become these three things, Name Ruchi, Vaishnav Seva and Jivedaya. Developing a taste for the name. Actually, the name is non-different from Krishna. But Sachidananda Maharaj very beautifully says, there are two types of name. Why are we not developing a taste for the name? Because what we are chanting is a shadow name. Even if we do it for 10,000 years, we will not develop. What we are chanting is a shadow name. It's like you hold a chapati, if you are hungry, you hold a chapati in front of a mirror and you try to eat the chapati in the mirror. It will never quench your or it never satisfy your hunger. And therefore, we are hungry after Dhanam Janam Sundari. So if you are still hungry after so many other things, that means we are actually, what we are tasting is a shadow name. We have to make an effort to chant Sambandha through developing a relation with the name. Keep it as a top priority. Not 10 million things and simultaneously these beads are moving. So that's purifying the heart. And then naturally, the nature of the soul is as a part of Krishna, that thing will awaken, that compassion. At least we will think of the immediate surrounding rather than us. Let's begin with the first step, the immediate surrounding, the people whom we know immediately, and try to share Krishna consciousness with them. In Lord Chaitanya's Mahaprakash Leela, every devotee, my please benefit my mother, my father, my child, my son, whatever. The Guru was telling my disciples, Mahaprabhu's, none of them asked something for themselves. They were asking for others. When people ask for others, Krishna thinks of you. But when you think of yourself, Krishna says, "Theek hai na, to apna kar raha hai, main kyun tu dimag ladaun?" Simple as that. And to serve the devotees. If the body is engaged like that, if the word is glorifying the Lord, if the mind is absorbed in planning how we can become an instrument of the Lord's mission and compassion, then in this very lifetime, hopefully, very soon, someday, by the mercy of the Lord, by His causeless mercy, we may develop a drop of the oceanic compassion from which this particular prayer has actually manifested. So that can be a wonderful prayer on this auspicious day of Narasimha Chaturdashi, where the Lord is actually, one form of His is anger, but that's His love. He's come out of love for Prahlad. The anger is only towards Hiranyakashipu. Therefore, Prahlad was fearless. If a father comes, he's an inspector, and he comes with guns and all that, still the child runs, "Papa, beta." But the terrorists who are there, they may be afraid of these guns and all that, his fierce form and the whistling jeep or whatever. But as soon as that jeep comes home, "Papa," the boy will run and out and embrace, irrespective of whether he's having gun or AK-47. Because he sees beyond all that external things. The heart, "He is my father, he loves me." So actually, today is the day when the Lord has exhibited His unlimited love for anyone who love me, love my dog, as they say. If we appreciate Prahlad today, if we glorify Prahlad today, Krishna is sold out. He says, "Prahlad ka naam liyana, chal teru, kya chahiye bol? Aaj ke din, mera birthday, bol kya? Kya chahiye teru? Return gift dunga. Tu aaya mere saamne khade hua, ro raha hai, gadha kahin ka, jaldi pooch kya chahiye teru? Baar baar aata rehta hai. Chal aaj khush ho. Kya chahiye?" It is a fact. He will give us. So this is the day we can actually pray. Let's not pray for something for ourselves. Let's pray for the immediate next people, at least, around us. That will please Krishna. And gradually that will also help us become truly selfless. And in that will the ultimate selfishness. We'll get delivered. But that should not be the motive. Narasimhadev Bhagavan ki, Bhakti Shiromani Prahlad Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupad ki, Anant Kodi Vaishnava Vrind ki, Narasimha Chaturdashi Mahamahotsav ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Last one, the last one, the last one, the last one.